Father, that's what our desire is tonight, Father, Lord, that you would possess our very reins, Lord, that it wouldn't be our thoughts, that it wouldn't be our reasonings, our mindsets, Father, Lord, that you would reign through us, Father, to hear, to speak, to act, to let you happen, Father. Lord, we just want to be obedient, Father, because we know obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord. Even the sacrifice of our praise, Lord, obedience comes first, Father. So, Lord, we just cry out of our hearts, Lord, please, oh God, take us, Lord, help us to say yes to you tonight, Lord, and take everything away, Lord, that would influence us, Father, whether it's a hard heart, Father, whether it's a spirit, Lord, over us, that's evil, Lord. Take everything away, Lord. Break up any fallow ground, Lord. Any hardness, Father, in us, Father, that would not say yes to you tonight, Lord. To your speaking to us, Lord. To you wooing us to yourself, Lord. You love us, Lord, and you're doing the work, Lord. And we're so excited, Father, for what you've already done in us, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that you have more work to do in us and that you will complete this work. We thank you, Lord, and are eager and willing, Father, by your Spirit, Lord, in us to let you complete your perfect work in us, Lord, till we all come into that stature of a perfect and complete man, Father. Lord, that inner man, Lord, that you are. We thank you, Father. Just let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us tonight, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate you all. It's wonderful. How was everyone tonight? Everyone good? Everybody awake? Oh, yes. How was the sermon in Finlayson? It was really good. I usually try not to. Derek. Okay. So a few months ago, I was. You know, you're saying to Stephen, who talks a lot, start at the beginning there. So a few months ago, we prayed just as a family to the Lord would provide more piano tunings. And I got this lady called me and she says, I'm in Finlayson and I know that's far, but I can get you more than one piano tuning. Will you come? And she says, okay, I know I have three, but I think I can get you more. And so she ended up getting me, I think, four piano tunings up there, two churches, and two individuals' homes. And so that was really a blessing. And then, so I got in the parking lot of the church where I was tuning, and I got on my vehicle, and I just heard the Lord speak to me, you'll be ministering here. I said, okay, Lord, be it unto me. And I walk in the church, and within 2 minutes, they asked me if I would speak at this United Methodist Church. And so I said yes, because I already knew I was already being asked. So that was wonderful. And afterwards, they invited me over after the tuning to just sit and chat with the family was there and a brother from the church. And you could just tell just that really that wonderful family spirit of like precious faith. And So I knew I was in good company. And so finally worked it out to come 2 or 3 months later to their church. And that was last Sunday. And just was praying. And I know that we all know the scripture says, not by might, no by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by Stephen researching everything on United Methodist churches and in the central Minnesota mindset, but by his spirit. So I didn't even get any context of anything. I forgot anything because I know that I can be a people pleaser. And if I know what doesn't please people or if their doctrine and whatnot, then I might just kind of gloss over some details and maybe try to preach to their liking. And so I said, Lord, I need to just not think about that. And I just need to, see what the Lord would have. And so I just kept hearing the Lord preach on the root out of dry ground. And that was really good. And you could see their faces were just, some of them were just, the light bulb was turning on. And it was just neat to see where is he going with this root out of dry ground and how God calls us to that same place and pulling our roots out of the things of the world and putting our roots upward. And you could just tell it was such a wonderful presence of the Lord and such a wonderful reception to the word. And so I'm really thankful for that. So just continue prayer for, they want me to come back. So praise God. Amen. That the word will not return void. And I'm so thankful for that. So, and the family and I, they asked if we could sing a few songs. So we sang and, it's just wonderful to see the different things that people do as childlike, believers. They got palm branches because it was Palm Sunday, and so we marched around the church with our palm leaves, and it was just neat because I'd never held a palm branch like they did for Palm Sunday, singing Hosanna, and it was so wonderful to think, you know, to live the Bible a little bit and enjoy that. And that was wonderful. And I think what it did too, it took anybody down a notch that says, I have a little starch in my collar. I'm just going to shout Hosanna to the Lord and to wave my palm branch. So that was really good. That was wonderful. And I'm so thankful for Bethany and the kiddos, joining me and just being able to be a testimony. So that went really good. So thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry that we missed the service here. It's another thing to add to. Today I had a appointment with Francisco and Jane, one of my repeat customers. And by the end of the tuning, we're all singing and playing. He's over on the keyboard and I'm on the piano and we're singing Standing on the Promises of God. And just, it's so wonderful when I can go into a believer's home and get paid for it and do my work and provide for my family. And there's light in Goshen. You know, we live in this world and it's so dark. And yet when we can just have that wonderful fellowship, Peter, with other believers, it's just, there's hope. There's people of like precious faith. Amen. Praise God. Well, why don't we get into it? So this is a little bit, this is a part two on, remember we're eagles that Don, you missed out on when you're gone. So I feel bad for you. Okay, good. So won't be getting into it quite as deep as last time, but, just really felt strongly. It was maybe like a half an hour before I got up here, as I've just been praying all week and just seeking the Lord and didn't know what I was supposed to be preaching. And I just heard it about 25 minutes ago, preach on this. And I'm like, okay. So just, that means that I don't have a lot of notes. That means that I can't preach long, right? So Maybe that was the Lord. Maybe he knew that we couldn't endure an hour of part two. So let's just stand, and we're going to read Isaiah 40 again, because it's good again. It is still always. Isaiah 40. We are eagles. We're going to go on to verse 25, because this shows the character of God. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. Notice he said high, because he's high. And behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Let's just ask the Lord's blessings. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, that you never fail, that you are the strong one in our life, that, Lord, we look up on high to where you are, O God, and yet we're eagles, Father, so we can be with you on high. Lord, we can be seated in heavenly places tonight. So, Lord, we just rejoice in that, Father, and we just ask that you quicken this word to our hearts and open it up, Lord, like we've never seen it before. For this is for us, Lord. We are your eagles. We are your astronauts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. I was listening to the countdown, Brother Don, today. It's so good. It's so wonderful. And I think sometimes we hear things all our life like, we need to come up higher. Okay, we need to come up higher. And if we're just thinking that and we get a little taste of up higher, sometimes, Brother Jesse, we don't know, why are we going up higher? What's the point? Okay, to be with the Lord. Okay, heavenly places. Okay, pleasures forevermore. But is that it? It's just pleasures? What is it? We want to know what it's like and why we're getting there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. How to be ready to fly. Because we can't just fly. You know, baby eaglets can't fly yet. Juveniles are still shaking off their wings. They have the old fluffy feathers. And so they're not yet aerodynamic. And then talking about how do we soar? How do we find those thermals? Because God's got thermals there, and we can't waste our time flapping around our wings now that we have them and just now look around for thermals. We have to know where those thermals are. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Let's just continue on to the end. We're going to skip down to verse 28. Nope, we're going to do 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, and that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. So we see even before, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That, why? Because he doesn't faint, he doesn't grow weary, we won't grow weary, we won't grow faint when we have him, his power working through us. Amen. Praise God. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, Brother Don. Yeah. Even the youths. To me, it's almost like a righteous rub, a little bit. You know, it reminds me of Psalms 34. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. Is that the even compared to a young man full in his strength, he'll still grow faint. But the young man shall utterly fall. But they, let's read 31 all together. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So run and walk. And so what a blessing. And we have to do what? We have to wait upon him to renew our strength and to mount up with wings as eagles. So we have this waiting. We talked about this last time, how that waiting looks different. So Derek was eager to talk to me after service. And it was so good because there was this little story I told Brother Don about, I remember seeing this eagle and he was flying east down the river in the early morning before the sun came up, and it was cloudy and it was kind of cold, and he was flying, and I was using it as a point that sometimes we flap our wings too much and not just wait on him. But Derek was telling me that if you look at it, that he was flying pre-dawn towards the sun because he knew that sun was coming, and how that when the sun comes, the thermals come. And so that there is a time that when we flap our wings and there's no thermals, that's sometimes our working out what we need to do with our equipment that God's given us to fly towards Jesus, fly towards the sun. Not just wait for him to come to us, is that we go to him, we fly towards those thermals. And that was wonderful. Yes, labor to enter into his rest. That's right. And that rest is right with our full surrender, wings open, and that we are just riding those thermals of the Holy Ghost. And it's just so wonderful. Let's read this. That's good. Thank you, Brother Don. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is God from of old, creator of the earth, from end to end. He never grows faint or weary. His wisdom cannot be fathomed. He gives strength to the weary, fresh vigor to the spent. That's good. Youths may grow faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. Wow, that's wonderful. Those who trust in the Lord. So that means that waiting is trusting.
I believe it perfectly.
That's wonderful. I've never seen that before. As eagles grow new plumes, they shall run and not grow weary. They shall march and not grow faint. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you, Brother Don. And it's just wonderful to see that even the new plumes is that we all, the eagles molt once a year. So we have a renewal every year. It's never, we're done. We've gotten to a certain maturity. We don't have to renew. We have to keep renewing day by day. Praise God. Now, where was I really done? Forgot. Okay. So what does it mean to fly high? Here's from the countdown. Now, in this astronaut age, in the natural, there's also the astronaut age in the spiritual. What is it? Then the church, from an airplane, like the natural, has took a higher flight. And he was talking about how Azusa Street and Pentecost, they'd gotten up to airplanes. So they left the ground. But that wasn't good enough because airplanes can't fly into outer space, right? So they just break up and... But we're meant to go into outer space because that's heavenly places where God is. Why the astronaut? There's no airplane going to catch him. He's done gone to where he can't even see an airplane no more. See? And that's the way God is doing now. Instead of being some little school guy come out and talk about certain things and Dr. So-and-so years ago, and we got eagles and prophets rising up into the heavenlies, far above the earthbound chicken thought. Astronaut age, God's proven it. Watch it. Here it is again. God's looking for a man who can climb up into the highs like an eagle, take his flight, and go plumb on into the heavenlies up yonder, where all things are possible. above this earthbound clucking there. And so now he answers, why do we go high? Where we're high, Derek, all things are possible. So you think about this when you're in a plane. I don't know if you've heard this before, but they say, like, from a standpoint of productivity, they say even at the elevation and the atmospheric pressure, that you can actually you think better when you're flying. That you can come up with ideas, you can get inspired, you can problem solve a lot better, because for some reason in that atmospheric pressure, you have a lot more clarity and able to process things better. And so here he's saying that spiritually, it's because natural types of spiritual is that when we're up in the heavenlies, now all things are possible. Everything seems, like I said last time, everything seems infinitesimal and just so tiny when you're at 35,000 feet, right? I mean, and has anyone not been on a plane yet? Okay, we got one or two. So, and Tiffany, you haven't been on a plane yet. One time soon, your dad will take you on a plane ride. That's right. And so, but I remember the first time wasn't on a plane ride until I was, I think, 18 or 19. And I remember the first time getting up there and seeing little houses, like just tiny, just so tiny. And I was thinking, ha, all those problems in the house, you know, the paying the bills and all these different things. And it's just so tiny. It's just this big. And to think that when we're up in the realms of God, that our problems are this big. They're not even, you can't even see them anymore because they're so small. And because God is bigger, he's greater. And like he's showing us in Isaiah 40 is that he doesn't fail. He never fails us. He can't fail. Don.
They that wait.
Bind together. They that wait means to bind together. Which there's something in the trust Hebrew pictograph to do with bind together, because it's a holding. It's this encompassing that God does in keeping us. It's like a keep, but it's a holding. And I don't have my notes on it, but it, okay, yeah, it's like a sheaf of wheat. Is that he binds us, we trust in him to hold us, to grasp us, to gather us. That's wonderful. Yes. It's the whole bundle. Yes. That's wonderful. Praise God. Wow. So here he says, he talks about it again. They had just left the automobile, got their feet off the air so they could have a few spiritual gifts. Speaking in tongues and shouting and singing spiritual songs, while they was floating up there like butterflies. So that's Pentecost. See, certainly that was a great age. But oh, brother, we are lifted up far beyond that now. The church is way beyond that. So he's showing us what high is. You know, because I think sometimes growing up, I'm like, well, man, if I could just speak in tongues. Man, if I could just have this spiritual gift. But to be able to say, no, that was a great age. We are lifted up far beyond that now. To what?
Revelation.
Yes. Yep. That's right. Revelation opened up. So we're in the eagle age. Revelations open up. And well, I should just have you up here for the whole service because this is wonderful. This is good. No, this is really good. No, that's all right. It's good.
I get excited what you're saying.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. That's right. It is. Amen. It reminds me, there's a brother that came up one year for services, and he was sitting on the front row, and the brother was speaking, and he was in verbatim with him, like finishing the sentences every time. And it was just this wonderful, like, it was like in Revelations when they spoke with one voice, because they were all under the same spirit and under the same anointing. I think it's wonderful. Praise God. It's that relationship with Jesus. We finish each other's sentences because we're in love with him. Right, Brother David, you finish Laura's, all of her sentences. That's right. So it says, we're far beyond that now. The church is way beyond that, the spiritual church. It's in an eagle age now. The astronaut flying on above and looking down at that fellow citizen chicken. See, we're far above that, way up yonder in the heavenlies, where Christ becomes the full thing. Revelation of Jesus Christ, the full thing. We say the full thing. The full thing that takes completely over. So, of course, in Pentecost, they wouldn't let him take completely over. They wouldn't let him, they couldn't say all things are possible. They could say it, but they wouldn't accept it. They would only go so far. So to say that the full thing takes completely over and he lives his life and he acts through you. Exactly like he did here on earth. That's what's flying high is about. I'm going to read that part again. That's wonderful. When we're in the heavenlies, this is what we get when we're flying high. In the heavenlies, where Christ becomes the full thing that takes completely over and lives his life and acts through you, Ray. You, Linnell, you, Anna, he acts through you exactly like he did here on earth. That's for each one of us. That's for you, Christian. That is the open book. And it's him speaking the word, him being, it's that perfect, complete man. Everything that he is, we are. And because we're up in the heavenlies. So let's get into the heavenlies. Well, let's talk about our equipment a little bit. So, did I have the quote? Brother Branham talks about in the same sermon about loose feathers, and of course, this is juvenile eagles, and he says loose feathers. Is you can't fly high because you're not streamlined. When you're not equipped to fly high. And so I'm going to put myself in the spotlight. There's so many times that I say, oh Lord, I just want to fly high, but I have loose feathers. And what are loose feathers? It's loose living. It's not full obedience to the word. It's not tight feathers. I wrote it down here that we have to, it's not even we have to, we want to, we love the Lord and we're just willing to yield to him saying, Lord, I want to be that place where all things are possible, where I don't have to think about my problems like I'm sludging through a winter blizzard in Minnesota and these are all my problems and it's all so heavy, Isabel, it's so heavy, it's too much. And to be able to say, set your wings on the wings of faith. And not be, but to be able to say, I have that. And can you imagine someone with an eagle with loose feathers trying to fly? And they're trying to. Have you seen the ones where they're the eagle is stirring in the nest and they're trying to get out of the nest? Zoe, have you ever seen those videos? Oh man, you got to pull that up for them. Where the juveniles are just sitting there like this in the nest. And there's feathers all over, you can just tell they're actually starting to hold on to the nest, because they're actually getting lift. But if they don't have enough lift yet to actually fly, they just have enough lift almost to hover, and then soon they can now they have enough control to hover over the nest. So now they're just flapping their wings, and that's flapping all this disobedience to the word off and flapping all this loose living off. Then it's little things that we'd say, well, I don't smoke or drink, or I don't go to the bar. I don't do drugs or anything like that. But it's those little things that spoil the vine, right? It's not that alcohol, these different things, Satan knows. It's like Brother Bam said in Thirsting for Life, he doesn't change. He just changes the way he comes. He just renames it. It's not TV anymore. It's this. So then we go, it's not TV. It's okay. But it's the same thing. We're just jumping over into another way that he comes. So to be able to say, Lord, take away all those that loose living. He was just talking about the women of the church in their compromise. And he was talking about the men in their compromise. And it's just compromising what we know is needs to be obedience. And we do it, why? Because we love him. We don't do it because, oh, it's wrong. And the pastor said it's wrong, so I better do it. No, this is a wonderful thing because we love him. It's not because we got to do it because he said and Brother Branham said. No, this is something that if it's not wonderful to us, it's not something out of love, then we just need to go back like Louis Trudeau did and said, Lord, I really want to compromise. I really want to do the wrong thing, but I know you don't like that. Please take this desire out of me because I love you. And he was crying because so go back to your love for the Lord and start from there to shake off all those loose feathers. And that's the way to do it. It's because we love him because he did so much for us on the cross and through all the promises he has for us. Praise God. So, tight feathers, this is kind of an example. So, appearance of an eagle is tight feathers, sleek, streamlined, and closely packed against the body. And its function is to enhance aerodynamics during flight, reducing air resistance. I remember, Lilia, when I was going to camp and they were singing, I surrender, and I was like, kind of just, there's that thing. All these things would come to my mind that the Lord would bring up. And again, he's not going to bring everything into your mind in your life necessarily, but it's the things that he's put to you to give up. And I think that's wonderful because it is a process. For me, I was struggling. I was in that air resistance because I'm like, I want to fly. But I have all this resistance. I don't, it's so hard to live a Christian life. Oh, that's because we're not fully surrendered. And so for us to be able to shake that off, we have to be able to say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about yesterday because that's where the devil wants to get me into. So that way I just say no, but I'm just going to say yes today, right now. I'm just going to say yes, whatever it is. What about when that comes up? Nope. I say yes now. Lord, you're going to take care of that down the road. Please take that desire out of me. I remember Reese Howell, Prayer of Intercessor, such a good book, and how he said he went to his knees about something in his process of surrendering to the Lord, and he said there was something that the Lord said, will you give this up? And he says, I had to pray for how many hours was it? It was like four hours. He's like, I couldn't give it up. And he says, will you give it up? And I said, I can't, Lord, but I'm going to stay on my knees until you give me victory over this because I have to give it up. We have to give these things up, saints of God. How many people do you know that have been doing the same wrong thing in the message for 40 years? And you could look at them. Or you could probably look at me. Maybe there's something I need to give up and say, Stephen, why do you keep holding on to that thing? Just give it up. You could give it up today because the scripture says today is the day of your salvation. Your deliverance is that we can give it up now. Now is the time. In that sermon, he was saying it's science says it's 3 minutes till midnight. He says guess what? It's less than 3 minutes till midnight. And that was in the 1960s. So we know that time is so short. And he was saying it's the astronaut age in 65, 61. And now we look at and we're 60 years ahead of that. And we see we got like 1,700 rocket launches a year now. And there has been like 25 companies launching rockets. That this is such an age where we're getting ready to launch out of here. And so we see that we need to have reduce our air resistance. And I remember when I, in that moment, saying, okay, Lord, yes, I don't care. I don't care what movie comes out. I don't care whatever it is. I surrender. And as soon as I said that and I did that, Seth, all of a sudden it was like, oh, I'm at rest. Oh, I'm so at rest. It's, I don't have to think about it anymore. There's no resistance anymore. It's over. And that's what I just encourage you. That's what God's calling us to, is this, just say yes. Just say yes for today, to get rid of that air resistance, to flying higher where all things are possible, where the problems are not impossible. They're possible with God. They provide insulation in cold or wet conditions by trapping air close to the body. They are used in active in flight and in harsh weather. There's a one of those eagle cams, and it shows in the winter, Matthew, where there's these, you can't even see what's going on. I looked, and it was just showing a big mound of snow. And then all of a sudden you see this just underneath the snow. And then all of a sudden, here comes an eagle. And this eagle had been on the eggs and flapping off. I was thinking, wow, that's winter camping. To think, can you imagine, Ray, being like over your children like this, and then a blizzard, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, okay, we're fine. Why? Because they had the feathers that were, they were equipped to be able to not be like, oh, this is so cold. This is so harsh. And it's like they say about winter, it's not bad weather. It's just bad equipment. So we just need to make sure that we are equipped with that word, equipped with that word, and to be able to have that equipping, not only the word, but his presence. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. That's up high again. This is up high. Being in here is up high. This is that protection against the storm. Praise God. So we see there's different ways, again, to get into that place in the heavenlies. So we know praise does that, like we just talked about, because praise brings his presence, which brings those thermals. Like Brother Bram said about adoptive faith, he's like, if you don't have faith, get out somewhere and praise a while, and then you can adopt that faith. He says that it's called adoptive faith. It's wonderful. He talked about how that sometimes we're nervous, like, I don't have faith, I don't have faith, I don't have faith. And just like we're trying to conceive faith, just like a woman that's barren is trying to conceive, and she's so nervous that she miscarries. So many times we're so nervous to have faith that we miscarry faith. We don't let it be birthed in us. And how he said, if you just get out, he says, get next to someone else that's had that experience with the Lord, that has had a testimony, that has had a healing, that has had a deliverance, a miracle. Get next to them and you can adopt their faith. That'll bring your faith up. Or he says, get out and praise the Lord. Just go. You get beside yourself and praise the Lord. That's what that drive to work is for, right, Derek? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, you're remote all the time? I didn't realize it. Well, get in your car anyways and go for a drive and praise the Lord. In the Word, because we get by. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So then we get up in faith, and faith brings us up higher. In obedience, so we talked, you think about this, obedience as parents, we're wanting our children to obey, and because it's good for us, we're like, okay, it's good for us. But when he has us obey, it's not like just good for us, but it's also saying, Natalie, will you say yes? Because I want to happen through you. And amen. That is wonderful, because there's times I would remember even being like 12 or 13 years old, and the Lord is like, I want to happen to you. That guy with cigarettes, and I want you to tell him, you don't have to buy those cigarettes. You can have something better. And I didn't do it. I still remember and regret that to this day, that Lord was saying, Stephen, I want to use you. Just obey. Just say yes, no matter what it looks like. And what's wonderful is afterwards, you're not like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I'll never obey again. That's what I get. No, it's always wonderful. It's always so wonderful. Michelle's laughing because she's been there before. So many times, I'm sure at Hirschfields, you get customers too, where the Lord is pricking your heart to say something. Yes. So obedience is Him happening through us. Praise God. What time is it? Okay. I'm almost out of notes, so I was kind of hoping it was later. So let's go. Psalms 103. For the first time in my life. Yeah. First time in my life. Is this all right tonight?
Yes.
Praise God. Does anyone have the margin to what Psalms 103 is about? The heading for the chapter. What it says about this. I have in mind, it says, bless the Lord's holy character. So we know that this is his character is so high, and that's what we're asking for, right? We ask, yes, so His character can flow through us. That's the heavenlies. And this is, again, remembering that we're eagles, remembering that we don't have problems, we have promises. Let's just read verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And Peter and Jesse and Russ and I are thinking of that verse very strongly right now, aren't we? Because we're in the middle of a water fast. So, again, we have to be eating to be satisfied, to be renewed. Eat, satisfy, renew. Eat, satisfy, renew. I can't talk about this too long. So that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. So we have to eat. So young people,
amen.
Get the Bible app on your smart device, or if you don't have a smart device yet, get audio, MP3s, whatever it is, to listen to the Bible. Just put it on, get up into those high thoughts. Because at first, it won't do anything necessarily. But all of a sudden, you'll catch something. Oh, that's it. That's what I needed today. And all of a sudden, now your perspective is, oh, look at that tiny little problem down there. That's not very big at all. And so that, again, forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. I remember one time up here leading songs and singing, standing on the promises of Christ, my King. And as I'm singing, I just hear the Lord speak to me, how many promises are you going to stand on, Stephen? When you get to heaven, or you get to be with me, how many? If I can number your hairs, I can number how many times you stood on my promises. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, what if I only did it 470 times? And I lived on this earth, how long does a person live? What, 400,000 days? I'm just going to take a number. That seems high. Okay, let's try it. Let's just try 100,000 days just for easy math. And could we stand on the promises of God half the time? What if we only did half the time where He had a chart and He's like, oh, and it's coming up to our name, Eliana. And Eliana stood on the promises of God 272,000 times. That was over twice a day. So how many times can we soar up into the heavenlies? how many promises can we stand on as well? And which reminds me, Derek, back to the flapping towards the sun is so wonderful. Is we're just going in the direction of Jesus, everybody. It's so simple. How do we fly higher? Go in the direction of Jesus. Fly towards the rising sun. And so I had sent out a picture I'd taken when I was on the way to a piano tuning. It was a kind of an overcast, kind of dreary day, right? Sister Mary remembers. And there's this eagle just sitting in the field and just kind of walking around. And I just stopped. I turned around and stopped the car and took a picture of him. And there's some other birds. And he's just sitting there. I'm like, he's an eagle. He shouldn't be on the ground. And it just made me think. But then I remembered what Derek had told me about that eel flying is that there was no thermals. Naturally speaking, there was no thermals. So he could fly around, but he'd be wasting his time because he'd end up being exhausted and coming back to the ground and now probably not have enough strength to fight off any buzzards that are trying to be around him. So he waited. So he waited and trusted in that God, the sun is there and it is coming. And so a week later, here I see the same eagle, the same field. And now he's about 100 feet up in the sky. And now and you look, it's partly cloudy. And now he's flying around, Anna. And you could just tell he was just so happy to be flying around. And how many times in our life where we're like, okay, this is the time I'm going to soar. And we're like, why can't I soar today? It's just a day. And think about Job, where he was picking his sores. Wrong kind of sore. Picking his sores and sitting there. But he had to believe and trust and still see with eyes of faith. He can still have faith when he's not soaring. And that's important for us because God lets us have those testing times where it's low times, where we can't feel the effects of the sun. The sun is still there. We don't feel those thermals. And we still get in that word. We still say, Lord, you have something for me today to stand on. You still have, I don't care if I don't feel it or not. Because you know that could be the hour of temptation where Satan comes in and is like, oh man, you know, it's so hard. You know, I got something for you. You can soar. And it's in how many times we've seen this in the waiting room. We would never pick up that magazine. I would never read Sports Monthly. But it's the only magazine sitting there, and I have 45 minutes to wait. I'm like looking for the sports magazine, and I'm like, I don't care at all. I'm like, why am I reading this? I don't like sports. Why? Because when we're waiting, we have nothing else to do. Sometimes we can start picking up other things and picking up those loose feathers again. So to be able to say, Lord, I'm going to wait. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to let you encompass me, encircle me, and gather me. And I'm going to stay in your word, and I'm going to stay in love with you, even though I don't feel it right now, even though I don't have those thermals underneath me that I'm soaring. And what's wonderful is you look at the principle of how that even the eagle knows to hedge his bets, excuse the term, but he puts his nest up high. His nest is already up high to begin with. And just like that time when Brother Bram was out hunting, he was sitting there and he saw that eagle, and then all of a sudden the eagle was just waiting up high, and all he had to do was just jump, and he said he flapped his wings a couple times, and within minutes he was up 20,000-30,000 feet. So he noticed it would have been a lot harder for him down in the valley, but he was already waiting. He'd already maybe riding out that last thermal. He says, okay, this thermal is almost over. I need to park, and I need to make sure I'm in a place that I can get to the next one even better. I have more advantage. So for us to be able to say, rather than being down in the loose feathers and back up in the tight feathers, and to be able to say, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to shake out any of those feathers so I'm ready right when that thermal comes. I'm going to be ready. I'm just going to flap my wings once or twice. Because they say to get up to 20,000 feet, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And they're already up there. So again, like I was encouraging everyone last time, it doesn't take years. It doesn't take days to soar up in the sky. Young people, you can be up there in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes with the Lord. It's not Oh, when I'm as old as Stephen. When I'm as old as Stephen. So we can fly higher. Musicians, if you could come. Praise God. We look to him. We fly high. I'm going to read one conclusion quote from the countdown. So good. Because where our heart is, where our treasure is, there is our heart also. This is from paragraph 122. Oh, I don't want treasures of this earth. I have treasures in heaven. Thank God. One day I stepped into the astronaut tube, the body of Jesus Christ, baptized in there by the Holy Ghost, and watching, waiting, listening at the countdown. Watching, waiting, listening at the countdown, Seth. One day, just like that, we're like, and remember it says, as if we woke out of a dream. Have you ever had a really good dream where you're like, that was a dream, but that was amazing. Just think about it. We'll wake up and we're like, it was like I was dreaming my whole life. And now this is reality and it's better than my dream. And that's where our treasure is, because every time we put ourselves there, our affection goes there, our desires go there, our everything goes there and say, I want to be up there again. Listening at the countdown. I see the ages come by and come by and come by till the last age is counted off. What age are we in? We're in the last of the last age. The next breath, it's more than 3 minutes. I mean, less than 3 minutes. Science says it's been 3 minutes from the earth to be blown up in time. It's less than that. The next breath of Jehovah is, come out of it, my people. Come up higher. We watch right here before that time comes and see the... Can we sing, Set Your Wings, Set on the Wings of Faith? We watch right here before that time comes and see the glorious power of God return to the church. The presence of Jesus Christ, the omnipresence, showing what he is and where he is, and right among us doing the same works that he promised would be done in this age. Here he is, proving that he's the same. And we know that all things are possible when Jesus is here. I remember thinking about this growing up as, what if Jesus came to church tonight? He was physically here. Would anybody say, oh, I need healing, but I probably not a good time for Jesus. Oh, you know, I need deliverance from that one thing, but I'll wait till next Sunday. But Jesus is here. He is omnipresent. So that means he is right here with us tonight. All things are possible. If we have need of prayer, if we have need of deliverance, if we have need of healing, if we need encouragement, he's here to heal us, to help us, to save us. We step out in the faith that we have. Remember how he said, sister, you didn't think you had very much faith after she was already healed. And he says, you actually had a lot. So that Satan is like, oh, you don't have very much faith. You don't have very much faith. That's because we have a lot of faith and he knows that we can use it now. So for us to be able to set our wings tonight, we have the power in the name of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus. He's here. Who's going to stand on the promise of God tonight? Let's just stand. So let your wings do the wings of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings, your wings of faith. Now, everyone, before we sing that next verse, let's just bow our heads. If anyone has a need tonight, they need prayer for, they want to do it by lifting their hand. If they need prayer, God is here to heal. God is here to deliver. God is here mighty to save. He's already done it to all of us. We're delivered from the sin of our past by being saved. If we're not saved, God can deliver us from that. With our heads bowed, if anyone needs prayer as we sing that next verse, we would love to pray with you. If you just want to reach out and touch him from your seat too, that's just fine. But let's just set our wings. Let's look at our troubles. Let's look at our heart's cry and just bring it to the Lord as we sing that next verse. Amen. What's your need? Oh, sorry. You make shake. What's your mountain that's much too high? Speak the word of God, and by it will move. Speak that word, you will fly. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the wings of it. Watch the eagle in the sky. Watch the eagle in the sky. He does not struggle. He does not strive for the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. Oh, set your wings, eagles, set your wings to the wind of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the wings of. Watch the bride, that's us, saints of God. Watch the bride in this last time. She does not struggle, she does not strive for the power that'll make her rise is already down inside. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the wings of faith. Derek, would you come close us in a word of prayer?
Heavenly Father, if you were here in a body of flesh, how would we treat it differently? What would we ask, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
What would we ask to understand in our lives? What would we ask to be delivered from? What would we come to you with? But Father, you are here in the Spirit, in the same power and the same might. If we can just stretch our wings out.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and just like baby eagles, just practice and practice till we can fly. May we take steps towards you tonight and ask for those things that are needful. May you watch over us and let us grow in your grace to strengthen us so we can fly in this last time. Lord, thank Thank you for Stephen. Bless him on his journey home. Bless the rest of us on our journeys home. Not just back up to St. Cloud, but Lord, to our heavenly homes.
Yes, Lord.
Pray that you'd watch over us and be with us until we meet again. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.